From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Suspected militants killed 235 in Sinai mosque attack. Egyptian security officials say 235 people have been killed by suspected militants in an attack on a packed mosque in the volatile northern Sinai Peninsula. The government's MENA news agency reports extremists targeted the Al-Rada Mosque in the town of Bir al-Abed. A man claiming to have been inside of the mosque during the attack told Arab media that militants in four-wheel drive vehicles opened fire inside the house of worship following an explosion. Here in the United States, worshippers at a mosque in the state of Massachusetts responded to the tragedy.
It's very sad. It's pathetic. It's unhumanitic. It doesn't represent any sort of Islamic principles or Islamic faith. Islam doesn't allow anyone to kill anyone to harm.
Eyewitnesses also say the militants fired on ambulances as emergency personnel tried to evacuate the wounded to hospitals. The United States has called on Pakistan to arrest and charge an Islamic cleric accused of masterminding the 2008 attacks on India's financial capital. Pakistani authorities acted on a court order Friday, freed Hafiz Saeed from nearly 11 months of house arrest in the eastern city of Lahore. The detention had stemmed from the terrorism allegations in India's External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ravish Kumar.
His release confirms once again the lack of seriousness on the part of Pakistani government in bringing to justice perpetrators of heinous act of terrorism, including by individuals and entities designated by the United Nations.
This is VOA News. Outside of a naval base, a group of people in Argentina praying for crew members and their families of the submarine ARA San Juan. More than a dozen airplanes and ships have been participating in a multinational search across an area of some 185,000 square miles for a submarine carrying 44 crew members that has been lost in the South Atlantic for 9 days. The Argentina Navy said on Friday that Russia and the United States both are sending in equipment and manpower to assist in the search. Zimbabwe's first new leader in nearly four decades was sworn in Friday and has promised major reforms to ease the country's long-running economic crisis. President Emmerson Mnangagwa takes power in a nation deeply scarred by 37 years of authoritarian rule by Robert Mugabe. Under intense pressure from the military and the ruling party, Mugabe resigned on Tuesday. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Harare.
Zimbabwe's new leader was sworn in Friday in a pomp-filled, exuberant ceremony filled with music, dancing, dignitaries, and promises from new president Emmerson Mnangagwa.
I, Emmerson Mnangagwa, say that as president of the Republic of Zimbabwe,
President Mnangagwa won't have time to rest on his laurels and celebrate winning the job he clearly eyed for decades while serving as Mugabe's right-hand man. He will serve out the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. An Iranian sanction-busting case in New York threatens to further strain Turkey-U.S. relations. The trial of the Turkish-Iranian businessman Reza Zarab and Mehmet Hakan Atilla, the vice president of Turkish state bank Halkbank, is due to start on December the 4th. The defendants are accused of violating the U.S.-Iran Sanctions Act involving billions of dollars in alleged illicit trade. The case threatens to implicate key political figures closely linked to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Ankara has slammed the case as political, but fears are growing it could have severe financial consequences for the Turkish economy. A London police found no casualties Friday after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related, but later said they had not located any trace of any suspect's evidence of shots fired or casualties. Videos posted on social media showed a rush of people leaving the area. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.